For WNPR News, I'm Ryan Karen King. Angel Rodriguez stands on the porch of his apartment, overlooking the Bay of San Juan. In the distance, a military helicopter lifts off from an airstrip near the city's convention center, where the relief effort is being staged. This was just about 2 weeks ago, and San Juan was still recovering. But Rodriguez says that compared to the east side of the island where he grew up, the city looks like Disneyland.
I do a comparison between this tourist zone where you find everything. You can go out, you can have food, you know, warm food, you can have water, you can have drinks. Out there, it's different. Out there, I've crossed with people that have no oxygen in their tanks, have no water, have no roof.
Since then, Rodriguez says not much has changed on the ground, but the hurricane has radically changed his personal life. After the storm, he was laid off from his job in marketing. His son moved with his ex-wife to live with family in Orlando, and his parents left to temporarily stay with his brother in Connecticut. But Rodriguez says that after seeing the storm's destruction in his hometown of Humacao, he wanted to help. So on many days, he'd go to a hotel to find Wi-Fi and apply for jobs before heading east.
And then during the day, drive over to Humacao, Yabucoa, and Aguabo, all these little towns that are around near the east side and where I came through.
Rodriguez says he's now training for a job with the Small Business Administration, where he'll be working with homeowners and renters impacted by the storm. But when we visited, he was making daily trips to Humacao to deliver supplies and check in on people who were cut off from family members back on the mainland. Rodriguez took us to a resort community he grew up in, Las Palmas del Mar. Despite the storm's damage, life inside the resort seemed to be getting back to normal. We saw a family riding around on a golf cart, a bustling restaurant on the waterfront, and even a woman washing her car in her driveway. But outside of the walls of that gated community, that's Maria Castro. She says that since the hurricane, there hasn't been water, and trucks delivering it have only been to this neighborhood a couple of times. As she stands on a street corner with a group of neighbors in the afternoon heat, one man shades an elder with an umbrella. She speaks with urgency. She says they use rainwater to wash, but it's not enough. And it's causing all kinds of problems, making it hard, for instance, for people to bathe their bedridden parents. There's also a nearby river, but it's not safe to drink. Rodriguez said he'd try to connect Castro with a nonprofit on the mainland that wanted to donate water filters.
Yo voy a venir con unos filtros. I'm going to come back with these filters, and I'm waiting for this company to donate 100 buckets of 5-gallon buckets.
Elsewhere in Humacao, there's been a need for food. Rodriguez takes us to one of the town's highest mountain peaks. A local organization has been serving free meals there to residents facing long lines and limited supply at grocery stores. Rosalina Abreu has been leading the effort.
Hay personas nunca han convivido.
She says she's standing at a site that was an undisturbed, undeveloped natural forest. It's here that an annual festival was held under a lush forest canopy before the hurricane's powerful winds tore through the mountainside. But these nearly barren trees are the new reality, and she says they just have to get used to it.
Lo bueno es que ahora tú ves a tu vecino, que antes no lo veía.
But now at least, Abreu says, with the forest stripped of its foliage, it's easy to see who their neighbors are and come together as a community. For WNPR News, I'm Ryan Karen King.